Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. And before I even go into the word of the Lord that God has placed on my heart to share with you today, I want to just wait before the Lord and ask for just a few moments that you would do the same. Just wait before the Lord and experience His presence and His refreshing and His strengthening. I know some have been going through some very, very difficult battles. And in the time of trouble, I've always loved that scripture, He will be a very present help. He is there to touch and to help you. And so let's just praise God. Father, I thank you for your goodness. We bless your name. We praise and magnify you, Lord, that there is none like you in heaven and in earth. How great is your loving kindness to them that fear thee. Lord, we put our trust in you and we shall not be ashamed. Beloved, yea, beloved, I would speak even by the Spirit of the Lord, that the testing and the trials and the battles of my people have been very hard. Yea, the things that you have walked through have been difficult. But I declare to you that things will not remain the same. New changes are coming. I am the light of life. I am your very present help, and I will cause the darkness and the oppression to be dispelled, and you shall walk, as it were, in a new day of your God. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life, but many will not listen. I am not a man that I should lie. I am that I am, and all that I have promised in my word is available to you. When others would hurt you, and when disappointment seemed to abound, I am your light of life. Yea, the darkness shall not overwhelm you. All my power is moving toward you in ways you've not yet seen. Press forward and deny the enemy his victory. I am your Lord. I am your help, says God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, amen. That's a word to receive and stand on, is it not? However, even greater than the as great and as wonderful an encouragement as it is, nothing supersedes the Word of God. And so, Lord, I just ask you to anoint our hearts that we can hear just a few verses from your Word and be encouraged and strengthened and know, Lord, be confirmed in our conviction that you are a faithful God who delights in answering prayer, who delights in coming to our aid. Praise God. Well, what I'd like to share are simply just seven verses from the book of Psalms. I love the book of Psalms, and this particular psalm we're going to be looking at is Psalm 86. And what I want to do is just read those first seven verses. This is a prayer of David. All right. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. I was thinking of that just that last verse. That was a scripture I really stood on. This was a number of years ago when I was in a real battle. And I really stood on that word. Lord, I'm in a day of trouble, and I'm calling upon you. And you said in your word, you will answer me. And of course, I was able to rejoice because he did that very thing. Well, now, what can we say? This is definitely a cry for help, and some of you may feel that's exactly where you're at today, crying to the Lord for help, mercy, anything that's going to change the situation that you're in. Well, there are many reasons that God answers prayer based on his own character, as well as the promises of his word. However, this psalm is a little different because David, he's in a hard place. He's between a rock and a hard place. How's that? And this psalm gives 7 subjective reasons why God should answer prayer. Now think about this. If our relationship is really based on a love relationship, which is really what God desires, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself. But if that's the first and greatest, that we love God, then if we truly do that, there are the subjective reasons that David gives, we all can relate to, and those are very powerful persuasions, if you will, when making supplication. It's just like a child coming to you, a parent, for example. And they have a real need. Just the very fact that they're saying, I really need this, Mommy. I really need this, Daddy. That will touch your heart because of their need. Well, let's look what David is saying. First of all, he's saying God should answer prayer because he has a need. In verse 1, he says, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. So our poverty and helplessness is a powerful plea before the throne of infinite mercy and grace. In fact, I can remember in years past, sometimes I was so pressed out of measure. I mean, I was at the end of myself, and occasionally I would pray this prayer because I felt I was caving in. I was collapsing. I said, God, this is too much for me. This is too big. I need you to step in. And whenever I kind of confessed my total inability, my incapability of dealing with a situation, that's when I saw God's hand move in a powerful way. And it was always kind of related to when I would say, God, I can't handle this. I can't do this. He would step in and help. So your need is a very powerful reason why God answers prayer, because he loves you. And then also, look at this in verse 2. David says, preserve my soul, for I am holy. Well, this is not an empty boast. To be holy or godly is to seek the glory of God. So his godliness was a subjective reason because he was consecrated to God. He sanctified himself and submitted himself to God. And then to go on also in verse 2, it's his faith. In verse 2, he says, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Faith can make a powerful appeal to the very faithfulness of God. We know without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so faith touches as well as moves the heart of God, because you know that you know that you know. And, you know, I think we hurt God so much because we don't really understand or appreciate his heart. And he gets hurt just like we could get hurt if someone misinterprets your actions or where you're coming from. They don't know you at all if they would think certain things of you. Well, I'm sure we hurt our Heavenly Father that way at times too. So our faith is a powerful subjective reason why God would answer our prayers. And then our importunity, verse 3, for unto thee do I cry all the day long. Revised Version says this is that one translation of that. And of course, that's another powerful element in prayer. And if we look, if you will, I'm going to take a quick turn to the New Testament, and in the Gospel of Luke, the 11th chapter, it talks about importunity. And in verse 8, it says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will arise and give him as much as he needeth. This is, of course, a situation when a friend went to his house, the house of his friend at midnight, and he wanted 3 loaves of bread. And he said, oh, don't trouble me now, I'm in bed. But because of his importunity, his need, he granted the request. Another reason is wholeheartedness. In verse 4, David was really wholeheartedly seeking God. And the heart of true prayer is the lifting up of the soul. Remember Hannah? She was desperate before God. She was barren and she wanted a child, and she promised to give that child to the Lord, which of course God granted that request, and that the answer was Samuel, the prophet. And remember, in Samuel, 1 Samuel 1 and 15, Hannah answers Eli because he accuses her of being drunk. No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my soul before the Lord. Beloved, if our heart is divided, if we're not totally convinced and strongly convicted, if we're double-minded, we're not going to overcome. But God wants us to be wholeheartedly sincere and earnest. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And then our experience, verse 5. What does David say there? He says, our past experience and knowledge of God's character is another reason for expecting a present help in the here and now. God expects us to look back at what he's done in the past for us, and we can see that he will undertake, just as he's done so many times in days past. Praise God for that. Amen. How many times I've looked back and seen how God has been so faithful. So that gives me faith and confidence to trust him in the future. Again, that's, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. And then lastly, we can have assurance, and that's another reason why God would answer, a subjective reason why God would answer prayer. And there he says, in the day of trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. This is a confidence, beloved, that is never put to shame. If we believe, we shall see. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today, and I invite you to tune in next time. And if you do have prayer needs and the Holy Spirit's moving on you, take that step of faith. Just jot down that contact information. You don't have to write a lot, email or through snail mail, and I will send back to you whatever God gives. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.